Rosser and Arnold oppose each other. The Atlanta Georgian, Friday, the 14th of November, 1913, page 4, column 4. Luther Rosser and Reuben Arnold, Frank's attorneys Friday, opposed each other in the federal court when the Texas Oil Company filed a bill of equity to prevent T.E. Purcell from pushing his case in the Fulton County Court. Rosser is representing the Texas company, and Arnold appears for Purcell. Purcell alleges he made a contract with the Texas company for 49,000 barrels of gasoline the company failed to deliver. The price advanced, and Purcell claims he could have made a quarter of a million profit. Page Choi Danks, column 5. Conley trial on merits, asked by Dorsey. That the disposition of the cases against Jim Conley, Negro accuser of Leo M. Frank, convicted of the murder of Mary Fagan, will be no mere cut-and-dried affair was indicated Thursday afternoon when Jim was taken before Judge Ben Hill. The two cases, one charging a felony and the other a misdemeanor, were read. And then Solicitor Dorsey announced that he wanted the case tried on its merits. Judge Hill said he would hear the case Friday morning. W.M. Smith, the Negro's lawyer, was in court ready to demand that his client be tried. There are all sorts of possibilities latent in the trial of Conley if he begins to recite once again the alleged happenings in the pencil factory on that tragic Memorial Day. It has been expected that the Negro would plead guilty, but his lawyer says he is confident that he can get him off scot-free. Solicitor Dorsey will use Conley's own admission in his startling charges involving Frank against him.